the last 2 years, you know, 2015 with the calf injury, and the last year you were in that role. And I mean, does the timing just kind of frustrate you to some extent that 2 years in a row you had, you know, you were in a position to kind of be the guy, and for whatever reason it just didn't work out?
Well, frustration for sure. But man, I had a long off season, do a lot of soul searching, and it's like, I'm cool, man. Like, it's like the stock market. I mean, you can't stay down for too long. Eventually, you know, you'll come up. So I'm not worried.
Have you lost any confidence in yourself and what you can do?
Absolutely not. No.
What about the fact that you haven't lost the confidence, but the people around you, it seems like this group has been elevated.
Right.
I mean, what do you see when you look at this group? I mean, it's hard to find a place there, isn't it?
I mean, I see an all-pro.
I think I know who that is. Okay. What else?
I mean, I see an all-pro, and
then
that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
There's one guy you think that's established, and everyone else is.
Man, it's a competition. I mean, everybody's, you know, we're all teammates here. I mean, we're all buddies. So, I mean, you know, just take it day by day.
When you said soul searching, I think when we spoke to you, you know, breakdown day after the playoff game, you said, I mean, did you consider, you know, not coming back? I mean, or was that ever a consideration, or?
No. I don't think I ever considered, you know, that as an option. Just kind of just was just thinking about football.
Okay.
Your brother made reference about a week ago to trying to play with a certain shield.
Right.
Is there any progress on that? Have you made that request again?
I can't really talk about that right now, honestly.
Okay. But I don't know if you can do this, but just so we understand what he tweeted, I guess it's sort of like a perception thing that would help you with, you know, depth perception and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt, I'm sorry to ask you in the beginning. You feel 100%?
Yeah.
You're ready to go?
Yeah.
Lingering effects from last season?
Yeah. I feel great.
Do you do anything different this offseason compared to others?
Not really. Just kind of went back to Exos and just worked hard, man. It was just same as always.
Yeah. You were feeling good, though, at the end of the season last year, right? It wasn't like something that you had to take some time after this. Okay. Do you even think about that? I mean, obviously, like, you know, it's going to come up, but is that even something you think about every day, or are you just completely behind that?
I'm completely behind it, man. I really don't think about it at all, really. I mean,
it's one of those things, I mean, you know, with the CTE and the guys retiring, it keeps on popping up every couple of weeks, you know, and kind of the national consciousness and everything.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, the study, I mean, I don't really want to get into all that, but I mean, it is what it is. I think a lot of the times you have guys that have been playing when they're 6, 7 years old. So, I mean, was your brain fully developed then?
Yes.
I mean, who knows? So, I'm not a scientist, so.
Is it weird to have everybody run on the field after an interception?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It's kind of weird. I was like, oh, man, are we? It kind of was shocking a little bit, you know? But that's how things are done here, so.
Was that something that the coach told you about, or that just kind of happened when Jackrabbit picked off the pass the other day and you just realized, okay, this is what we're going to do this summer?
I mean, I saw a little bit of it last year. It was kind of getting installed, and this year I kind of see it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is really happening.
But I'm assuming it's different when it's you have the ball, and all of a sudden everyone's kind of flying.
Oh, it's very different. It's shocking. I mean, you get thrown the ball, you pick it off, and you look up, and it's a bunch of white jerseys.
Make sure you don't do that during the game.
Well, you know, I hope not. I hope not. No.
Or conditioning, for that matter.
Yeah.
Take the pick in the 15 yards.
Right. Oh, man. Thanks.